Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorillas just shot to piss. Somebody needs a bottle. This is adrenaline, so that's the middle fin. Stomping through your suburbs like coke, meth, and Ritalin. Street lights and little sins. We fight for little yen. Despite the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot of can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck the cops. Cause them parasites will suck your wife and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to buff the block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth suave way which my initials were written. So they paid no attention at the scribble transmission read. I'ma get out of here, pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. It's time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. Sometimes the night falls just so you can't see the scars. It's forced between the stars. The dialogue of stolen DVD players and VCRs. I know a corner. If you say cocaine, they claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed. Until we switch games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drink and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists. Violent vulturists, let's get tumultuous. And bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to the gig. But somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorilla just shot you big. Come on, recover with it.
Yes, I'm here.
What's going on, bro?
Well, just cleaning up the party I had for the In the Building versus Goofy Bone party. Monica, yeah, just shut the door. I'll catch you tomorrow. All right, thanks, sis. What'd you think? I know. Well, what can you do? I'll talk to you later, sis. Yeah, sister was over. You know, we're just partying over here. Kind of like a presidential, presidential convention.
Okay. A presidential convention.
Yeah, you know, we have a party.
When there's like a boxing match or something, everybody goes over to one person's house to watch the match together and they party.
Right. But you know how like when the president, the voting night? When you vote for the president, you have like that big party. You won and stuff.
I didn't party.
No, we did. We got down.
I find all the elections. I find zero reason to celebrate. Mostly, I guess, because the person I always vote for always loses.
Right. I was hoping for, like, the, you know, the end of Rocky IV, where, you know, Sylvester Stallone's beating up the Russian's beating him up, and at the end, Rocky goes on the microphone and says, "You, we fought, so you can fight." And then, you know, that crap, and to bring the two people together. I thought that was what was happening. But I guess it didn't. But.
And that was right at the tail end of the Soviet Union.
Right.
It was right before the Soviet Union went down. It was all because of Rocky.
No, but I'll give props to, you know, Goofy Bone. I mean, if he's not a freestylist, like 5'9". I thought he had a decent voice. If he just went to the shop and the studios and planned his stuff, it'd be all right. But you could just tell the difference between a natural one of the tongue versus...
I don't think Goofy Bone ultimately is a rapper. I think he's just whatever, an entertainer. He's kind of funny. I mean, he made me laugh a couple of times.
Yeah, he did a show. He had a good show. I sent him a message saying he had a good show. Abu was kind of out of character today. I was joining the hype, but I was just trying to be funny.
Oh, you love it, man. You were having fun with it, dude. You're getting fired up at the beginning.
But the thing is, there are some fake-ass people, and you call it like you see it. It's not a rip on it. It's just, that's truth. How you like, you know, nice in one chant and go to another and talk behind people's back and shit. So
I talk shit.
I'll just doing the protection in the building crew, but like I wrote a letter saying, you know what, I was out of character, that's not Abu, that's not doing me. I wasn't doing me tonight, so it kinda felt, you know, your spirit's kinda like deflated and not feeling good. When shit happens like that, so
did you hear about this movie they're coming out with about this guy that goes and has his spirit removed?
Was it is that the Bruce Willis one?
Nah, I don't think it's come out yet. I heard in
it's Bruce Willis
interview
kind of
with
that it's like a double, like your double has like sex, your double has everything you feel, what your double feels, but you can't get caught.
No, this is with Paul Giamatti plays this character who wants to get rid of his soul because it's, I don't know, slowing him down or something.
Mm. Actually, it's the other way around, to be honest with you. It's a body that slows the soul down. The soul is the one that wants to move freely and be unlimited, but it's limited being in this body.
Mm-hmm.
That should be an interesting movie, though. I'd like to see that movie.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. I don't have my...
So did you see Hangover yesterday?
Let's see what? No, I didn't end up seeing it. I'll see it this week. I'll try to see it soon.
You guys have like a low budget, like a film after like the movies come out? You can see it for cheaper rate?
Yeah, we have those second run movie houses. Yeah, they're not...
Yeah.
They're not. There's not very many of them left anymore, but there's a couple of them.
How much is like a movie there?
I think it's like $2 Tuesdays or some shit like that, or
$3. Really? Wow, that's cheap over there. Whoa.
But this is a couple of years. I don't know. It might be different now. They might not. Might be out of business by now. Who knows?
I think you haven't gone to second run movies here.
No, I just I used to be a big movie buff. Excuse me. I used to be a big movie buff.
Mm.
I kind of got, like, I went to film school, and I was all, like, a big film geek and all that stuff. But as the years have gone by, I've kind of gotten a little more jaded about movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that the big-budget movies are kind of out of touch with their audiences, and I think the indie films are just sort of just self-indulgent and esoteric for the sake of being self-indulgent and esoteric, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
So I just think there's just a lot of pretentious bullshit entertainment out there that's that's masquerading as something worthwhile.
Well, I kind of like the premise on the Bruce Willis movie and the Giamatti movie you're mentioning, getting more into the spiritual side of things.
Yeah. I think Petey's on the line. Is that Petey? Or who is that? 414, identify yourself. Okay, is that Wayne? Maybe it's Wayne Ghetto? Maybe it's somebody. You know what? They didn't have their hand up, so.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they're just listening. That's all good. I put them back on mute.
Or they're flipping us off or something or what?
yeah, that's it. Oh, they just hung up. Oh well.
But
hey man, I gotta resituate myself here. I just ate. I feel like garbage right now. I just ate some McDonald's, and McDonald's always seems like a good idea before you get it and eat it, and then you eat it, and you just feel like a fucking ball of goo.
You seen that movie Supersize Me, right?
Answer my boards. What are you talking about, Wayne Ghetto? I just put you. I just answered my boards, dude. I put you off of. Oh yeah, Thick Fangs is here. My boo is here. No, you're not Chester's boo. You're my boo. Chester and I are gonna have a battle.
I got no fucking boo. I'm
booless. You just got boo. You're just boo-hoo.
I'm booless.
What's up, Ghetto? Are you there this time, man? Dude, Wayne Ghetto's got to get his technology right.
Yeah, his cricket phone's going off the cuff.
All right, I'll tell you what. I gotta resituate myself. I got to go. I'm bulimic, so I'm going to go barf up all the McDonald's I just ate.
What'd you eat?
Oh, I ate the number 6 crispy.
Uh-huh.
It's like a club sandwich, chicken club sandwich type thing.
If I spit in your food,
it was disgusting. It was horrible. It didn't even taste like chicken. It tasted like a hot dog.
Well.
Was chicken supposed to taste like a hot dog? I don't think so.
No. Wow. So is that from like the McDonald's, the 70s McDonald's, like the Elvis McDonald's, or just a normal McDonald's?
Nah, this is just a new bullshit right off the highway strip mall McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys got you got the 70s McDonald's?
The old school with the big arches thing. Yeah, we got that shit.
The solid gold ones. They have like Elvis and stuff from the past in it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar, so I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
But who knows? There might be one that I just don't know about.
Right. All right, go barf up along.
All right, I gotta take a quick break here. and I will play a track. I'm not gonna play gypsy music because I know that pisses off. I know the In the Building people don't like my gypsy music. That's fine. I'll play it on my own time. You don't need to be exposed to it. But I want to play a track that's going to give me enough time to...
Are we going to have a chat-off today?
What's that?
Are we going to have a chat-off?
A chat-off?
Yeah, maybe
sure,
just me and you. All right, me and you, chat-off.
We're just going to... We're going to just do a chat-off, and then, like, maybe Chester can come through and tell us who won.
All right, yeah, well, you want to pick, like 5 topics or something and just chat on it?
Sure. All right, I'm going to play this. This is for Mrs. PG. I know she likes this track. I always play it, so I'll be right back.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. I know you want me. You know I want you. I know you want me. He's hot. Label flop, but Pit won't stop. Got her in the cockpit playing with
to the crib, real fast. That's what it is with the women down here. They don't play games, they off the chain, and they love to do everything and anything. And they love to get it in, get it on all night long.
I wanna do it. brother. They may throw you visa. Woke up in the morning, I'm groggy, foggy. Looking all around me, you know where to be found, it seems. Last night was just a cloudy dream, and my wallet's hanging out of my jeans.
Nobody press one right now.
Wait, you tried to press one and it didn't work?
I'm saying, dog, all them times I was calling you from two different phones and hanging up, I was pressing one the whole time, and it wouldn't say you in the whole queue. It wouldn't say none of that shit.
Yeah, it's funny because like I saw you in there and I unmuted you, and according to the board you were unmuted, but I don't know, it just wasn't working.
Yeah, that's it, man. That's like the second time it did that to me on the show. This show world, Vince, I called to hear about the McNuggets, the whole post-game wrap-up.
Right. Abu, are you there?
Yes.
So for a little while there during the whole thing, we were doing our own play-by-play.
Yes.
Of the whole thing. And we were having a good time, actually. But my whole synopsis of the whole thing is it turned out way better than I thought it was going to be. I thought you held your own for sure. I think as far as the actual battle between you and Goofy Bone, I think I would say that you won. I wasn't really impressed with Goofy Bone's the lyrics. Like, he basically was just trying to put to the beat the same shit that he was talking, like, on the radio show earlier. Or whenever, you know? Like, he was saying the same exact shit he was saying before, but just over, like, but trying to make it in, you know, kind of in a rhythmic form. It didn't really feel like he was doing anything lyrically that was really impressive at all. You know, I don't know if he's really a freestyler. If he's not really a freestyler and he agreed to this, I would have hoped that he would have, like, tried to write something really quick, or at least, like, I don't know, figure something out, some sort of game plan. But I think he just was kind of winging it, and I don't think that's really his strong suit. Like, I liked his, like, his voice isn't bad, man. He's got a, you know, his voice is, his delivery or whatever ain't bad. It's just, he's just delivering kind of lame lines. So I don't know, maybe he's not really a rapper. Maybe he's just, you know, this is just one of the many things. I'm sure if you talk to him, he would fashion himself an entertainer. Sort of a jack of all trades, master of none. But I have to give him major kudos for, like, you know, going back and forth and giving you a fair shot. It was his show. He could have easily have just, like, dictated everything. And, but I think once he saw all the people in the chat room and all the people calling in, especially the fact that, like, I think there was an overwhelming presence of in the building supporters, in the, at least representing in the chat room. Like, I felt like I was on, like, an old fucking bobblehead chat room or something, because it was kind of like all the old whatever the,
well, he even said that he was impressed with the team. He goes, "You guys made me feel like a star or something."
Yeah, no, he was a good host. He was a good accommodating.
Yeah, he was. I have to give him credit.
At a certain point, he was having fun with it, because he was kind of like the head of this three ring circus that just kind of went out of control. And then what blew it for me, though, is then McNasty has to come. Apparently, McNasty felt really left out of the whole battle, like. As far as, like, maybe I'm missing something, maybe I totally missed something, but McNasty wasn't really originally on the bill at all, was he? He just kind of, like, came through and said, "Hey, how come nobody's like dissing me, man? How come nobody's got beef with me?" I mean, yeah, like, people like make fun of him and stuff, but I don't think anybody has a direct beef with him, and I think that right there kind of, like, frustrates him. He seems like McNasty to me sounds like a very frustrated guy. Like on the, whereas Goofy Bones sounds like he's pretty comfortable with who he is and where he is, and, you know, if people don't like it, whatever. But and I think McNasty wants to have that attitude, but he can't. He cares too much. He cares too much what people think. I mean, because, like, he's the one that said, "Why don't you guys just get somebody else's car and do your video with that? Why don't you guys, like, make it look like you have money?" Like, he's all about, like, the image, you know? Whereas, like, I think Goofy, you know, he's less concerned with that. He's just more just, like, he just loves himself. You know? He doesn't care who else loves him. You know, he just loves himself, and that's all he knows, and that's all he cares about. And if you want to love him too, great. If not, no big deal. But McNasty loves himself and wants everybody to love him at the same time, and be as in love with him as he is in love with himself.
Man, the crazy shit about it, Dog, man, I told you before I went on this show, I didn't think Goofy was gonna handle it like that. I looked at Dog totally different, Dog, after that. And one thing I give him credit for. I wouldn't sit there and took that ass looking like that. I'd have hung up. My phone would have had technical difficulties, Doug. Somebody would have got muted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Oh, hey, hang on a second. I think is that Chester? Chester, are you here?
Yeah, that's me. That's
all right,
me,
that's Chester. And let's try Wayne Ghetto again. Wayne Ghetto, you there, man?
Play something.
Hey, you got me?
Yeah, I got you, man. All right.
Okay.
You're doing that click to talk thing, so I'm not going to get too used to you being here. Well, the click to talk's fucking notorious for that, dude. Like, seriously, like the first 10 minutes you call in a click to talk, it's fine. It sounds great. It sounds clear. It's clean. Everybody's happy. 10 minutes in, all of a sudden, shit just starts dropping out. Remember that show that I called into the other day, Chester, and those people were hosting the show on Click to Talk?
Right.
They found out the hard way.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, they weren't on Click to Talk. What they were using was Skype, which is what I use. But Skype is a, you know, is a bandwidth sensitive phone.
If they're using like the public access Wi-Fi connection,
if you're on a wireless or you're on a torrent or something, you got a torrent running or something in the background, it will kill you. So, you know, who's got that freaking echo? Is that Wayne? Wayne, you got speakers in the background?
No, I ain't got no speakers going.
All right, let's try this then.
I'll say the one by one mute.
Okay, well, whatever it is, it's gone. But you know,
it might be out, Bill.
Okay, but back to you. So recap analysis. I agree with that 100%. I didn't even think about that, but a lot of your stuff. But you remember you told me that I would have, you know, like, because we were judging the actual disc productions. And he was like, well, you kind of like this, you know, production on the last one. And I was like, well, yeah, but I can see where there's no competition. But now that you have seen this battle type shit, heard it like firsthand, you can kind of see where some of the quality, you know, lies. You know, you can tell when people have skills. Now, like I said, I give props to Goofy. He did step into professionalism. You know what I'm saying? He tried to stay in character, but but if you know you ain't got it, what can you do but just stay, go the distance? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a battle rapper. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I don't even like battling when I'm beatbox. You know what I'm saying? But going the distance sometimes gets you more respect, even if you're on the losing end of it. You know, and not getting mad about it. I mean, he can still claim he won. Okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I'm gonna taking my biased nature out, looking at the lyrical content, looking at the delivery, looking at the flow, the rhyme scheme, and all that. You know what I'm saying? It was one time when Goofy was rapping, and it was like then I was like, what the hell was that? I said it's cool. Yeah.
Oh, King Cole was a very old soul, and a very old soul was he. I was tight, and he called for a soul, and he called for
exactly.
A three.
Yeah. It was on that level, and I was like, oh man, okay, this is all right. Well, but and he kind of phased out of it. He's like, okay, well, we can wrap it. Just fortunately enough. Mick Nasty and I have beef. I'm just going to just plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? Let's not put anybody in it. Every time it's an issue with Mick Nasty, it's because of my lead. Mick Nasty and I have beef. He will not come to me directly with it. I was asking him in the chat room. He said, y'all niggas lame. Y'all niggas whack. I'm typing. Are you concluding me? He could have simply said, hell yes. And it would have been just me and him. You know what I'm saying? I'm typing clear as I can possibly type in this room. Are you talking directly to me? Am I in this, or are you going around people again? You know, so, you know, this whole, every time it's a McNasty issue, Petey wasn't even on the line when we was fucking with him in Bobblehead. You know what I'm saying? Ace Killer asked him a joke, and I drilled him into the ground with it after Ace Killer. Petey wasn't even there. You know what I'm saying? Jay Wilson.
I was there, damn it.
you was on the side. So if it comes in and all this rap battle stuff and people running chasing after Tasha, you know what I'm saying? Tasha's just a good friend that I hate to see get played. So let's just So him coming up and trying to get this shine, I go ahead. J. Will will murk you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even on J. Will hit like that because, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I just got to know the motherfucker both for real. But lyrically, and you know what I'm saying, and freestyling, I put him against the best. You know, him and Peeps put him against the best. For real, this ain't even just because I'm cool with motherfucker shit. You know, you heard it. These motherfuckers is actually good freestylers. You know, so, you know what I'm saying, and no, they don't have the money to run up in, you know what I'm saying, fucking high-ass studios, but that's don't worry about that, you know what I'm saying, these cats is on my radar, you know what I'm saying, the fucking Mill Nation fam, you know, Brewski Entertainment is on the fucking radar, they gonna be straight, they ain't got to worry about all that recording equipment and all that good shit like that, and all that motherfucker, what I got, they gonna have that shit, I ain't even worried about that shit. This shit, they got motherfucking talent for fucking days. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers is fucking ridiculous out here. You know, it's just, but it was a good battle. I was impressed. It was fun.
It was just more than anything. It was like a fucking event, you know, and like there was like 30 people in the fucking chat room, and it was like a fucking BTR summit, you know? It was cool, man.
Everybody was there. I felt like it was fight night in Vegas. I'm like,
yeah, totally, man. And it was. And it was until fucking McNasty decided that he wanted it to be about him.
McNasty flew the damn air shoot thing into the middle of the ring. That's what he did.
Exactly.
You remember
when
dude broke up that fight? Flying in a parachute in the middle of the ring. That's what McMahon did.
Exactly what it is, dude. It's not enough. It's not enough that he's got Tasha. It's like now that he's got Tasha, he's like, wait a second, what? I got Tasha, and people
fuck
still
that.
aren't.
Hey,
coming.
Hold on, 1,000 pardons, Vince. This motherfucker said the reason why all this shit started is because I'm in love with Tasha.
Oh, he's in love with Tasha.
No, he said I'm in love with Tasha.
No,
you're
I
in love with Tasha.
I don't think he wasn't referring to you, dog.
Was he saying he was you? I don't remember who he was referring to.
He on his indirect. I'm not gonna say no name shit because he ain't gonna put him. He don't want a upfront face to face confrontation. He'll say somebody, and every time these motherfuckers are saying somebody. I mean, y'all know how I talk. Y'all know how I am. I don't sit up here and sugarcoat shit. I come straight forward, straight direct. I'm an Aries. I don't, you know what I'm saying? If you got my name on your tongue or in your mind, you know what I'm saying, say my name. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers always saying somebody or something or somewhere or somehow. You know what I'm saying? He even had Tasha doing that shit on her show when she was, you know what I'm saying, trying to, you know, tell her piece on how we got on him. And she's like, go ahead, baby. You know, you wanted to say what you was gonna say about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm with you. You know, and all this beating around the bush shit. If say my name is Chester T. the shit, okay? That's my motherfucking name. Say my fucking name. If you fucking scared, just say you fucking scared, cause you just keep showing it. That is my name. I'm a motherfucking beatboxer. I'm a producer. I'm a rhymer. I will meet you on many levels. I will do fucking YouTube. I will do videos if I feel like it, cause this shit is all a joke to me. But just to prove a point, we will compete. We can compete with making music. Making music, we'll put it on some sort of website where it's neutral, people fucking monitoring the sales. Sell the shit, give the money to charity. Just to fucking prove a point.
Niggas don't want to do that shit, Jeff. It took me 6 weeks. It took me so long just to get a rap battle, man. Niggas don't want to do that shit. Nobody want to look bad.
No, I put it in. I put it because it's, you know what I'm saying? I don't care about McNasty, bro. I just want him to stop trying to con people. He tried to con the whole room tonight. And you seen it. Vince seen it. He just said it.
I called him out on it. I was like, dog, why every time you get on this motherfucker with you, you want to play the victim, bro? You going to start crying?
Right.
I'm like, dog, you full of shit. The only thing you can say
I have a question. I think I might have missed this, but why did he end up going against J. Will? Was it just kind of like they felt
what
like
was,
they needed?
He said something.
He wasn't saying my name.
It's easy, but the archives, right, or what he said or whatever. And then, you know what I'm saying? Plus, like you said, she listened to it. She's like, fuck it, I got done battling. She's like, we'll take this bitch-ass nigga out. It was playing example because the nigga been hitting like he wanted to battle Will anyway and battle somebody.
Uh-huh.
And he quick,
okay.
Wanted to get in the shit when the shit got brought up.
I felt like J-Will just got pulled into something he was just not even interested in.
Exactly.
Like this, man.
He was just like, oh man, I'm in the middle of doing my Justin TV show, man.
That's why I'm sitting here like, man, please say you're talking to me directly. I'm not gonna sit up here. Please, and I called in like, please say you're talking to me directly. Well, you know what?
Because
you know what? Honestly, I'm gonna keep it real, and I'm gonna keep 100%. He would have had a better chance of beating me in the battle than he would Jay Will.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna keep that all the way 100. I am not a freestyler. I can only freestyle when I get really pissed. This guy do not get me mad enough to be pissed. I can be funny. I can be clever. Oh, I can be slick.
Let me explain something to you about Will. Like, me, I freestyle off the top of my dome and drop a hat. You say something. Will, you got to kind of, like, motivate him. Like, if Will don't feel like it ain't no challenge, he really ain't going to push himself to it.
Yeah, no, he didn't sound interested at all.
And when he heard McNasty shit with all the arguing and shit, after arguing, he's like, fuck it, I ain't come here to argue. I came here to laugh. Once that shit didn't kick off the way he wanted to, he was pretty much cool with it.
Now,
you want some gangster shit? Well, we can handle it that way, man. Dog name is Jay Will because he will do anything.
And that's what I'm saying. If you want to argue, come to me. Come to me. I will argue your ass, and I will fuck you up arguing. You want to... That's funny.
Hey, Chester will tell you this, man. When it comes to your outside motherfuckers arguing with us, y'all better step y'all game up, because we argue with each other harder than we do with anybody outside.
That's the don't try to ooh that. But like I said, it was a good gathering of people. Sweet D Love came in the building. Juicy was in the building.
No,
I was like,
Sweet D shows up at the most inopportune time. We're like about to go to fucking battle, and she just calls him, "Hey, baby." He's like, "What?" and even Goofy Bone is like, "Look, sister, this is a different program we got going on right now. So you're gonna have to just chill in the background there."
That's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like motherfuckers. It's a vicious dog fight going on in the middle. Pit bulls and snarling shit, and somebody just want to walk through naked.
Yeah, exactly.
like what the fuck?
Yeah.
But that's okay. She could be the ring girl. I mean, they needed somebody like
you. Exactly. She's going to come in and, like, hold up the sign for the next round or whatever.
And you know what? And that would have been so cool if Goofy just let her run the show and he's just okay, sweeties. Okay, so next round. All right, so we're going to the next round here, and we're going to have PD Green go first. And I'll be like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That would have kept it all a sport. That would have kept it all sport, all fun. It would have been a presentation.
She kind of felt left out too. She's like, wait, why are they fighting over Tasha? They should be fighting over me.
Right.
And that brings me back to Tasha. She just loves to play that damsel in distress. Oh, I'm just a helpless princess looking for my prince.
I don't know what the fuck is going on and shit.
Super
dumb when she wants.
Oh, I wish this would just all go away. It's like, you know, she's hearing her boo acting like a complete retard and fucking making no sense whatsoever. And she knows he doesn't make any fucking sense. So all she says is, oh, I don't want to get involved. Why don't we just, like, put this to rest? Why do we have to... Well, can't we just all love each other? It's like she don't want to admit she's fucking hanging around with some fucking dude that's a part retarded.
Mostly retarded.
I mean, I know...
Like, this guy... Like, I listened to this guy's show. This guy on his own show fucking says, like... That his brother is gay and that he don't trust his brother and his brother's boyfriend raising a kid as gay parents. And it's like, how are you gonna, are you kidding me? You're that fucking close-minded that you're gonna, like, be judgmental about your own fucking flesh and blood just because he likes to get cock? And then he'll turn around and use the metaphor of all these niggas riding his cock, jocking him, you know. And that's the metaphor they use. They use the gay metaphors. Yet when you try to like call them on their gay metaphors, they get way, way, way offended. You know, and like he's just a typical example of somebody who's just like he's like, you know, the stereotypical homophobic black person. I hate to sound like I'm racist,
but you're right.
Like there's a reason why we had Prop 8 out here in California, right? It was a gay marriage. If you voted yes on Prop 8 or whatever. You were supporting the banning of gay marriage or whatever, and it passed overwhelmingly, and it's not any coincidence that it was during the same election that Barack Obama got elected, so it brought out all this extra black vote, it was something like 90% of the black folks in California voted for the gay marriage ban. And when I come across a McNasty, I think, you know, this guy's just another fucking statistic. He's just another part of the herd that is helped to stoke these stereotypes, you know? And that's how you perpetuate stereotypes. That's how you perpetuate small, closed-mind thinking. And he acts like he's above and beyond everything, but he's not really. He's just as small-minded as anybody else. But because he's you know built this up in his head that he's like a fucking entertainer or whatever, you know, he's on top of the world. So you know whatever he says must be the shit. You know, must be fucking the gospel.
Vince,
you know.
We're on our show, right? And I was telling you how it's gonna be, and you brought up McNasty. I said, you know what I'm gonna say. I don't want this nigga bringing my name up, but I'm sticking on it. Try to stay moose. You heard me say that shit. And it's like, dog, what pissed me off more than anything, dog, anybody who know me, I'm a hard-headed motherfucker. And if I start some shit or if somebody starts some shit and I come to you like a man to reach my hand out and you spit in my face, I get heated. I ain't going to McNasty show to sound like no bitch. I ain't even fuck about that. I went on there because I got tired of him whining. I figured I'd come talk to y'all after the fact and shit would be done. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Let's move on. But now, I'm all for ripping this nigga new asshole every type of way because it's like, man, dude is a used car salesman. The worst type of motherfucker to prey on, like, widows and shit and get their shit. And I know they kind because I used to be one of them motherfuckers.
Will you tell them, please? Bro, will you tell them, please? Shit.
Because real talk, when the nigga first popped up, the nigga was shitting on everybody in the chat room and was sending me messages. And shit, like, we were super cool, like, yeah, I'm ripping this motherfucking, ripping that motherfucking shit. And I'm like, damn. So when I heard the whole argument about y'all happened, I'm like, not McNasty, not Mr. Oh, this chick sound like a guy, not this, that, and the third, and all this other shit. I'm saying, man, when does it be cool for these part-time gangsters to play these roles and throw stones when you living in a glass house? Motherfucker, I ain't never got no problem calling these shit. I be called everything under the sun but a child of God. And I once was told to talk about Jesus, too. So, shit. I ain't no different from him. Motherfuckers can run their mouth, man. That shit don't bother me. But to hear motherfuckers just constantly on this bullshit and playing the victim, I ain't right all the time, man. So I can't be wrong all the time, neither. And why is it every situation this nigga getting to, he never wrong? How is that physically possible? And I'm proud of y'all motherfuckers, because y'all better than me. Because I think this nigga sending me subliminals that I want to get at him. I know for a fact he been talking about you. Because when I talked to him on his show earlier, why he talking about some of your boys wasn't there, all this shit. He said, in the building, I never really had any problem with you. It was some people in your camp, I'm not going to lie. And all this, that, and the third. You still have yet to name names. When I got a problem with the motherfucker, I say, hey, I got a problem with Goofy. I got a problem with this motherfucker. I don't beat around the bush for shit. So it's like, man, I just can't stand for the bitch assness. I'm going to go get me one of those Puff Daddy shirts, and I'm going to put a McNasty in front of it to be bitch assness after that.
I'm just glad. I'm glad that real people is just actually. See, that's what I'm saying. At least I ain't the only one saying it. Vince saying it. He ain't no black dude trying to get at Tasha. Ain't nobody all in love with Tasha. This is just real people that see real fake assness going on. I mean, it's obvious, you know. And the thing and the problem is that, you know what I'm saying, you know, like I said, we all got love for Tasha, but this becomes a point, like, girl, after everybody keeps trying to tell you this motherfucking shit is fucking, there's a wolf under that sheet. Fucking Little Red Riding Hood. Why the fuck you keep going over Grandma's house? It's a fucking wolf under that fucking sheet.
Hey, nothing. If you know on it. If you notice with all the shit niggas said that we jealous over Tasha and niggas is fighting over Tasha, Tasha used to have plenty of motherfuckers who kicked her with her and went to her show. When we went to her show, her rooms used to be packed. Just the last couple times we went there, it's been like 2, 3, 4, 5 motherfuckers, and her show ain't never looked like that. And why?
No.
This is an evil motherfucker doing her shit.
Oh, my God.
I quoted Big Thing.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Real talk, and that's what I say. I'm saying, if you go honestly look at it, she even took it there. Well, nobody want to listen to that shit because I want to swallow your eggs. Yes, it's Tasha. If you need a tampon, use my tongue. All type of dumbass shit. Now,
yeah, because it got to the point where Info Dude showed up on the show and roasted them for that shit. And I'm like, how the fuck y'all going to let Info Dude be right for a change?
Wait, Info Dude calls in?
No, he popped up in the chat room and said, what the fuck? Three niggas sitting around sucking Miss Tasha titty? What kind of show is this? And then left.
Man,
that's great.
But I got to thank Mr. Beastie. I got to thank him. Because he has provided me with such entertainment over the past few weeks. I swear, it is free entertainment. I was actually getting kind of bored. Oh, thank you. This is such free entertainment. It was really cute when he was in there trying to, he was huffing and puffing. It was so cute. He tried to rap and everything.
Hey, you know the funny thing about tonight? I'm telling y'all niggas this shit right now. If y'all need anything promoted, holler at Bruce Scott ENT. Y'all cannot take that off.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Thick Things just made a great point. Like, McNasty, like, isn't even worth making a video or a disc tape about.
Well, not.
Not even a fake
like,
profile.
That's what it boils down to. He is jealous because nobody's making a song about him or a video about him or any of that. He's like, hey, how come I'm over here? Forget Goofy Bone. I'm over here.
Because that nigga tried his best to jump in that Goofy Bone shit today.
He wanted so bad to be a part of that battle. That he wanted so bad to be in the spotlight. He had to just jump in it. Like Wayne's, or who was it? Wayne or Abu was saying. Abu, what the fuck? Are you still there, dude?
He gotta be, because I'm online with him.
It's,
I don't know
it's
why he's
past his bedtime. He's probably already asleep.
But, dog, real talk, man, I couldn't go nowhere in BTR today without a motherfucker saying, I see Goofy Bone finally accepted your battle. You showing up? Flyzy, Skippy, I'm like, damn, we promoted the shit out this shit. That's why we're going
to somebody should have did a commercial. I'm like, shit, I was so into it, I forgot to put my little commercial text up. Go to my website.
And I'm salty, man. I should have friend listed everybody who was there.
No bullshit. That was the first real show I seen put up psychic numbers. And for all y'all know what I'm talking about, jumping on them psychic shit and looking at the chat room, you be seeing shit crack. I mean, that shit was in there, man.
Yeah, last one I was on did 34 users, no problem.
Oh, it wasn't Rob Van Dam. That nigga had like 100 in his chat room.
That was pretty good. So now I'm telling you, see, y'all did it too quick. We should have Don King this shit. Damn, we should have done.
Hey,
can't
dog,
fuck about this
the
shit.
Whole thing is, I backed the nigga in the corner. He had no choice.
No. I know what you did. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you did it. Now motherfuckers ain't on that fucking riding and shooting shit. Fuck. I'm glad you did it. I'm just sitting here like Don King. Like, God damn it, we could have made some money off this shit.
It's going to be some more because there's going to be a motherfucker that come out the woodwork and try to tell
I mean, we could have extended this shit the fuck out for 2 hours, a 3-hour show.
Oh, you know what? You know, Thick Things just explained everything. She said that she told McNasty that she Twittered Diddy that the battle was going on. So So he knew that Diddy was listening, so he decided he had to jump in the ring.
Wow.
Wow. Same.
And he messed it up for everybody. Ain't that a bad
I want to thank our listener, guest number 7584.
Hey, that's Diddy, dog. That's Diddy.
Yeah, that's Diddy. He's listening in. He wants to. You never know when McNasty might call in and flash his talent on BTR. Diddy wants to be there and be ready with his checkbook.
This should be McNasty, and I got flow. Yo, I'll go right now, in the next 5 seconds. But wait, I got to give it about 20 minutes before I actually go. Hold on. Yes, let's go right now. I'm serious.
I'm trying to think of something that Cassidy said,
Hold on. I need to Google these lyrics real quick. Hold on, I got this.
Dog,
what's that
whack ass flow?
Why y'all ain't gonna let me talk?
It's funny though. It's kind of weird how that works. Like Goofy Bone was really ripe for like satire. Like even I felt like I had to like make my own little, goofy satire video or something just to kind of get into it. Like I came up with all these ideas about doing some Photoshop shit to his photo and all this stuff. But for some reason with McNasty, I don't feel it's really worth my effort to go out of the way to get creative
when I heard when I heard how slow he was freestyling, man, I damn near pissed myself laughing. Because I'm like, man, if I'd have thought that shit was allowable. Did I get dropped?
No, you're.
Oh, okay.
No, you're here, dude.
I'd have jumped in, man, because you know what I'm saying? If I got 3 minutes between every line that I spit, I could do a masterpiece every watch. That's the thing with my freestyle. It's like, you know, I get to saying some words and then the beat'll leave me or some shit. Kind of like a Goofy Bone that like last time he rapped. He got to a point where he was off beat, dog. None of his rhymes rhymed. I mean, dog was just saying words for a minute there. He was just lost in the middle of the shit.
After round three, when the nigga said, "That's why I married Miss T.I.G.," he was good.
He was out of material.
He was good.
Damn, I ghost wrote something for you if I'd have known you was that short on words.
Oh, that's
I had
fucked
6 hours.
Hey, hold on.
I could have dropped you eight rhymes.
Hold on. When Wayne Ghetto said he would ghost write for you, that's fucking embarrassing. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with you, Wayne.
Yeah, I feel you. Because I had established, though, but shit, let me get my lyrics out here. If you notice, I bust a slow flow in the chat room. If you was paying attention, I roasted them niggas in the chat room. Nobody acknowledged that shit. Y'all going to be on some slow shit. I got enough time.
Hey, no bullshit. I started to do that, but I was like, fuck it. I ain't even on that slow shit, man.
You want to rap against Beastie? That's my next challenge, Matt. Wayne Ghetto against Beastie McNasty. Okay.
No, come on. We need to see some competition here. How about CRC the Reliever versus Beast McNasty?
Bet. Yes.
No, fuck that, man. You know what we want. We want CRC
I speak the
Reliever
truth.
Versus Bone, man.
I miss CRC the Reliever. Where the hell is he these days?
He's doing a show. We just jumped on his show after we got done with Goofy.
Oh, fuck, man.
I told him he missed it. I was like,
he's spread his wings and flown the coop, I guess.
And, you know, he was on his shit.
Oh, I'm so proud of that kid. He's off doing his own thing. Good for him.
And the fucking thing about it, he had like 16 people in his chat room. Why don't I give him credit? He actually asked some people on this shit.
All right, let's get CRC. I'm going to do that. You know what? I'm going to start having regular rap battles. That's what I'm changing my show to. It's already called Rhyme Time, so fuck it. Here we go. Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, you need to go get your homie, dog.
Who that? Oh, Wiz?
Yeah. Niggas ain't ready to talk. Most of these niggas, when they rap out, the first thing they want to talk about their guns and shit like that. They ain't ready for that nigga.
Leave Wiz on the shelf. Leave Wiz on the shelf, man, please.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's just, no, that's just like, no, that's just, wow. You know, wow, that's just, And he got issues. He got issues up in his head. So, and if you catch him on one of them issues night, and the bell, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the motherfuckers. The bell won't catch a motherfucker. I would have to mute that nigga. He couldn't be in here with me. He got to be on his own phone line. I would have to shut him off. It'd be like you'd be throwing in the towel on cats. Like, oh, quick, it's too bloody. Oh my God, he's gonna catch a case over that shit. No. I'm not gonna do that.
He's a fucking fool, man. I respect Weed.
Yeah.
The nigga that was up praying freestyling, I was like, my baby mama outside, yo, I'm at the football. I ain't gonna stop rapping, bitch. Please hold up.
Okay, you know what? And then, you know what? And I'm sorry, y'all. I've been kind of preoccupied over the weekend. I got the video sitting here in my computer. Let me digitize this and put it up so Vince know who the fuck we talking about. You know, let me get this video digitized and put it up in the building. It has been sitting over here in my computer because I had to make a
Yeah.
I got so distracted by all this battling and goofy bone shit over the weekend and, you know, and my personal, thing that's going on. I'm like, fuck, I forgot to digitize the fucking video.
Oh, dude, you know what CRC is up to these days? Fuck, he's opening the entertainment world to up-and-coming artists. He's got this show called Mad World. And I'm thinking that maybe we should get McNasty to call into the show. He might get his big break. Let me give you the description of Mad World. CRC the Reliever is here tonight to focus on providing good music and finding new talents to let their voices be heard on air. Comedians, rappers, singers. And so I think maybe McNasty should go through there and display his talents there.
Hey, you know what?
CRC is my friend. I can't believe he wasn't already my friend. Fucking bullshit.
I don't know.
I'm gonna check, dude. So we're gonna leave it there. But I'm officially putting since DC has actually tried to step up and show his actual ass. I mean, before he was just a little annoyance, but this motherfucker actually stepped up and tried inside of a whole room full of cool ass people from BTR. Respecting the game out here, he tried to con the whole fucking room into thinking that he was a. Oh, bitch, you on my? I'm coming now. I'm coming for you, bro. And it ain't even no more. I'm just gonna come. And he gonna. To you know, it's
hey Vince, you gonna ride your show out, and we gonna go to Bowery after.
Yeah, that's right. You sure? Because I can bow off right now. It don't matter to me, man, if you want to just take this over to Bobble.
Don't y'all look at me like I'm about to take this shit, that Bobble shit over tonight. I am hot. I'm about to go to the store, get some cigs, because that's how the fuck I need to do. I'll be right back. Yeah, I'm going to fucking start that shit. Actually.
All right. What's that?
Oh, I'm just saying, actually, I really feel the need to start going on other people's shows, because for a while, and seeing what the fuck they talking about, and just peeking my head with people,
I don't know. I don't think there's anything going on right now, though. I was looking around, and I mean,
Steady J is the only person I put anything up against my word. Like, dog, the most.
Steady's on right now.
Hey,
no.
Yeah, I'm coming up against my word. If it start off, it only be like a half an hour in, and he pop up in. I mean, only shows people.
Oh wait! There's the sweet spot.
Yeah, I was about to say it's Sadani.
I'm calling it.
No, wait, is that who?
Sadani's Johnny.
Don't hang up on Curve.
Oh wait, Abu, are you leaving?
Hey, Abu, you can call it tonight. You can hang up on me. You can go. Bobo.
Yeah, hang up, dude, and he can call back in. It's cool, whatever.
Oh, I'm gonna go to sleep.
All right.
Yep.
Night, Snookums. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, well,
fucking sick.
I know you ain't talking to my boo-a-boo. That's my boo-a-boo. You know what I'm saying? I go that way too. I want that. I want him
That's
too.
That's fine. I'm saving myself for McNasty.
I am. I'm McNasty.
I need the beast to unleash on me.
See, I couldn't battle Vince, man. I'd be laughing too hard.
Oh, Vince will fuck you up.
I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. I would just smother them with love.
Vince will fuck you up. I'm going to tell you right there.
I would love to hash it out with McNasty. I would love to cut him down to size, but I don't think he's. I think he's got more guts to fucking rap some, but rap against somebody than he is to just fucking debate somebody or talk to somebody.
And on another subject, but still talking about Vince, bro, I got the, you know what I'm saying, I can't even apologize because it wasn't me, but you know what I'm saying, I know you saw like I saw, even on The Verb when we was on the show the other night, they took you all fucking wrong.
It's fine. I don't take that personal. It doesn't bother me. They were dealing with a lot of stuff at once, and they were getting frustrated, and I think it just didn't help that I was pointing out the obvious. I took the wrong approach. I wasn't being sensitive enough.
If people don't know your tones, like if you would think you were being smart alecky, when that's just your natural, a matter of fact soul tones. As a matter of fact, if you pretty much like shit, and I wasn't even on the line. So it's like, well, you're off the air, and this is what happened, and what's going to happen is people like this take over your show, and blah, 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 blah. You weren't saying that you dealt with your intention, Will. It ain't like you caused a problem.
Yeah.
You were actually trying to fill in dead air.
Yeah.
And I knew that. Because when I started talking, the same shit happened, and I did the same shit you did. But it's also a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit of the black, white guy taking over thing, too. I'm just going to be all honest. I'm like, man.
It would have been a lot different if it was you saying the same exact stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that was
part of the reason why I let down my sensitive side because bottled up my sensitive side because I was like, you know, these people just need to hear how it is, whether it's coming from a sarcastic, pompous, douchebag white dude or not, they just got to hear it. You just need to hear the truth.
Right. That's what. But I just didn't.
And it's fine. Kick me off. But you know, at least I put you on the right path.
Right. Well, I don't feel it. I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know. I hear some shit like that. If I hear a motherfucker get you wrong, I'm gonna get him straight. I don't give a fuck. You A-okay with me. You better than that. You a real cool, real motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So.
The feeling's mutual. Yeah, Chester, man. You're definitely one of my favorite personalities on BTR. Like it's just like you, like if there's those times where I'm not on the air and I can't talk back to whoever's saying some bullshit on the air, but you'll be on the air and you'll usually make some little wisecrack or something or almost say something under your breath that I'll just totally connect with. So yeah, man, I definitely can relate to a lot of your humor as well, man. You're also like sort of dry, matter of fact as well, and sarcastic in your own way. So I think that's part of the reason why I connect really well with you. And Petey Green's got that too. He's got his own. We all have our own flavor of sarcasm, and I think we'd all just kind of gravitate to each other because of that.
Petey Green is more like, bro, come on. that's Petey. Bro, come on. I love this shit. See, I'm like, oh, that's so cute. That's my shit. That's cute. You actually think that's, you know, that's real cute. You actually think that was like really going to fly. That's cute. Petey like, bro, come on. and Vince goes like, yeah, I'm just going to just feed you and not vote with it. I'm just going to ride with it. I'm going to inflate with the dumbass shit you're doing. I'm just it's so fun.
Yeah, and somebody like McNasty who's so easy to read because he's homophobic. He prejudges people and he's got like a superiority complex.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it's so easy to frustrate people like that. I'm around people like that all the time.
It's a fucking opportunity.
So easy to push their buttons. It's fun, too. I fucking have so much fun doing it, too. I would love McNasty to come on my show. I would have a ball if it was just me and McNasty, and he was just all worked up. Because I get fired up, too, and get him into my tirades and shit. But usually I like to, like, use my opponent's energy against them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Right, I mean, like I said, he's provided me with some entertainment, and I'm really happy about that. That's really cool. That's really, really, really cool, but I think I got to prove a point because he just won't say my name. He won't come at me directly.
Hey, isn't there a song that goes, say my name, say my name?
Yep.
Who's that?
Yep. That's
Destiny's
Child.
Beyonce do that?
Yeah, when she was with the group. I'm going to bat out here. Go give me some smokes. Come back.
Yeah.
Come back.
Bobblehead up. I'm gonna sign off here and catch you guys over there.
Okay.
All right. Peace. Thanks for coming through, fellas.
All right. Peace.
And that wraps it up for the post game show. Abu didn't really participate much in that one, but it's all good. We figured it out without him, and that's how it do. We will talk to you again next time. Peace.
kinda lead you to the promised land. Me 20-foot dive, and all you got to do is me true, so let the respond. Satisfying your emotion, hot up on the bed, instantly she wet. She no hold on to, and she no got on no rest. Since me done precious time, she never get a cut. One son to egg, but I got to a lamp pull up. She love me, I forget to is a mouth. But you all have a clank of champion, a clank of champion. What a piece of body, girl. Champion,